The second film for this awesome George Romero series is 1978's Dawn of the Dead. I am Eric Lewis. This is Horse Poop. How's it going, everybody? As always, I am Eric Lewis, and this is Horror Spoop. We keep this series going with the second film of the Living Dead saga. Dawn of the Dead was released September 1st in Italy, and it wasn't until May 24th, 1979, that the film was released in the United States. I don't know why, but we might be able to find out. The budget for this film is quite a bit higher than the first film of the series. $640,000 is the budget for this film. And the takeaway was $66 million mother-freaking dollars, which is definitely a good takeaway. This flesh-eating frenzy was directed by our man, George Romero. Make sure to listen to the episode before this one to hear movies that he has made. And Romero also wrote this whole film as well. The summary for this comes from IMDb, so here we... During an escalating zombie epidemic, two Philadelphia SWAT team members, a traffic reporter, and his TV executive girlfriend seek refuge in a secluded shopping mall as they fight off some of the most twisted zombies. That summary is pretty awesome, and also remember to send your summaries to me on the Horse Poop group on Facebook. There's also a bunch of pictures of new movies and also questions for you to answer as well. So go join the group, please. All right, next we have some cast members. First on this feeding frenzy, we are starting with David Enge, who plays Steven. You can also find him in stuff like Basket Case 2 from 1990, The Booby Hatch from 1976, and also Hellmaster from 1992. Go check those out. Next is Ken Forey, who plays Peter, and he plays a part of my childhood as well. Not just this film, but also a TV show that I loved watching as a child. He does a wonderful job as the father in the show, Kenan and Kel. One of my favorite shows as a kid, and also, you can go watch it today on a streaming platform. I forget which one. One of my favorite shows as a child, you can also find him in multiple Rob Zombie films, like Lords of Salem in 2012. Also, he's the truck driver who gets killed in the bathroom stall from Michael Myers in Rob Zombie's Halloween film from 2007, which I believe was inspiration for the podcaster's bathroom scene in the 2018 Halloween that was directed by David Gordon Green. But that's just my opinion. He's great in everything, and if you see him, you should probably check out the movies he's in because he's really good at it. Next on the menu, we have Scott H. Reiner, who plays Roger. He ends up not looking so good in this film. He can also be found on stuff like Knight Riders from 1981. He's in The Other Victim, also from 1981, and also Confessions of a Married Man from 1983. And next we have Francine, who is played by Galen Ross, who can be found on stuff like Madman from 1981 and the iconic horror anthology Creepshow, more specifically the segment Something to Tide You Over that came out in 1982, in case you didn't know when Creepshow came out, but you probably should. But that's enough about the facts for now. Let's get into the opinions. This is what I think. Dawn of the Dead is gold, and I think you need to watch it It's fun for every generation. I will say, the use of the N-word in the beginning is uncalled for, and now the entirety of the film, the whole beginning, could be a part that could be left out. That's only my personal opinion, though. Being trapped in a mall seems scary because you would feel, well, trapped. The zombies look a lot more gruesome compared to the film before in 1968. The blood and special effects are really impressive, and the kills are very unique, intense, and better executed than Night of the Living Dead. Awesome scenes are scenes like when soldiers break through the door and are immediately overrun by the living dead on the other side of the door. It's actually really cool how quick these hands come through the boards. Like, this whole time, there was somebody keeping them in there, which is kind of cool. Also, another cool scene is the scene with the helicopter propellers taking off the top of a zombie's head. You really need to check it out. He just slowly falls down like nothing's the matter, really. I personally love the scene. And also, I love the scene when it shows all the zombies just doing random things in the mall, like going up the escalators and throwing mannequins off of the top. What the heck is going on? The graphics can be seen as cheesy in parts, but I personally love the effects. George Romero, again, hit this film out of the park. The acting is good with everybody involved, except maybe two people at the beginning of the film. I have been very impressed with this film ever since I saw it when I was about 10 years old at my friend Paul's house. Oh man, the good times when you were younger and you first started watching horror films for the first time. Wonderful, wonderful. Of course, everything else about this film you need to watch for yourself. Horror Spoop rates this 7 out of 10, so definitely go watch it. It's worth it for sure. Next up, we have some filming locations. First up is the mall from this film that you can find in the Pennsylvania area at this very moment. So my friends back in Pennsylvania, Night of the Living Dead, you can also find those and this film as well from Dawn of the Dead. So Monroeville Mall is the name, and it's found at Business Route 22, Monroeville, Pennsylvania. There's pictures of them making the film inside the mall, and also a statue head bust of George Romero. So definitely, if you live around the area, or if you just happen to be in Pittsburgh, go check out the Monroeville Mall and check out the filming location to Dawn of the Dead. And lastly, the apartment building with the zombies attacking a bunch of soldiers in it. You can find that at 247 Fort Pitt Boulevard in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Go ahead and find those places, snap a photo, and when you put it on your Instagram, make sure to add hashtag horrorspoop so I can see it as well and go, very cool, or just like it. I'm not sure which one I'll do. I've been thinking about it, actually. After that, I think we have some trivia to learn more about the ins and outs of this masterpiece. First, Tom Savini chose the gray color for the zombie skin, since Night of the Living Dead from 1968 was in black and white and the zombie skin tone was not depicted. He later said that it was more of a mistake, because many of them ended up looking a quite more blue and not really as gray as he would want. I do love the choice of the film. I think it's awesome. But I do also agree there are times where the makeup looks more blue than it looks gray. They look more like a avatar than they do a zombie, in my opinion, in some areas. But I do love the choice. Extras who appeared in this film were reportedly given $1 in cash, a donut, and a Dawn of the Dead t-shirt. Do you believe that's enough payment for being an extra? I, for sure, say, hell yeah it is, but you know where to let me know if you believe that. Zombie actors took photographs of themselves dressed up in full zombie makeup inside of a photo booth on the second floor. They then replaced the sample pictures on the front of the booth with the ghoulish ones of the undead. And that is very, very awesome. And if someone was around at that time, and if you happen to have a picture of it, I'm trying to see a picture of that, because that's pretty cool. Right here is the reason for the Italian release before the U.S. release. Dario Argento was an admirer of George Romero's work, and vice versa. When Argento heard that Romero was contemplating a sequel to Night of the Living Dead, he insisted that Romero would come out to Argento's native Rome and write the script without any distractions. Romero obliged and knocked out the script in 3 weeks, and though Argento read the script as it came out, he left all the writing up to Romero himself. Argento also provided most of the film's soundtrack, and in return, he was given the rights to edit the European version of the film. He also assisted in raising the necessary funds. Dario, thank you so much for not just this film, but all the other films that you have made as well. You are a master of horror, dude. The two zombie children who attack Peter in the airport chart house are played by Melissa Savini Dunlap and Mike Savini, the real-life niece and nephew of Tom Savini. These are the only zombies in all of George Romero's Dead films that spontaneously run and never do the trademark zombie shuffle. And that makes a question for you. What is your favorite zombie movement? Doing the zombie shuffle? Or running zombies? Let me know. I'll ask the question on the Horse Boop group. Make sure to go join it. As always, remember, the outdoor scenes where hunters, emergency crews, and soldiers are shooting at zombies was done through local volunteers. Several local hunters arrived on scene with their own weapons. The local National Guard division showed up in full gear, and local emergency crews, police, fire, and ambulance were also present. All of this was voluntarily. And really, that doesn't surprise me. Why not show up to act like you're hunting zombies? Which is why, if you have ever had the chance to go to a zombie walk, you definitely should, because it's a bunch of fun. And I also believe that Louisville, Kentucky still does one for George Romero's birthday. So, go and check that out. The voice of Christine Forrest, George Romero's wife, can be heard on the pre-recorded announcements in the mall. Attention, all shoppers. So thank you, Miss Forrest, for your wonderful contribution to your husband's film. It's definitely a great touch to the film. And if you have not seen the film, you need to go find that, because it's actually a really good touch to it. The scene between Roger and Peter in the truck when they're kidding about each other's height, which, by the way, Reiner is 5'7 and Forrey is about 6'5, was entirely improvised by the two actors. I say that proves how good of an actor you are. Would you believe that that scene was improvised? Several members of the marauding band of bikers were actually members of the local chapter of Pagan's Motorcycle Club. The elaborate motorcycles they drove were their own. And that's also why I say George Romero must have been a hell of a dude to get everybody to help him out like that. Good on those bikers to help out with this dude's movie. You are also a good touch of that movie. Shooting at a mall was suspended over the Christmas season because it was too costly to nightly remove and then later rehang all the seasonal decorations. And I would probably say that seems like a real pain in the ass. And also, some of the malls have them sleighs and stuff hanging up, dude. No, not for me. No way. More info about the mall. Remember, you can go visit it. Filming at the mall began at 10 p.m. shortly after the mall closed and finished at 6 a.m. The mall didn't open until 10:30, but at 6 a.m. the music came on and no one knew how to turn it off. There were a few bars in that area, and Savini remembers making up zombies who would then go to the bar and drink. Everyone agreed this would probably help their performances. Savini does say that a drunk zombie caused damages one time, particularly a couple who stole a golf cart and crashed it inside the mall. And to that I say 6 a.m. is way too early to start playing music if the place doesn't open till 10 a.m. They could have probably got more done with that. Damn. Tom Savini used the same dummy throughout the course of the film. During that time, it was blown up, burnt, shot, and beaten on many occasions. Tom Savini makes dummies that last. Go and buy his dummies, you dummy. And lastly, the scenes between Steven, Peter, Roger, and Franny in the helicopter were filmed with the helicopter never running or leaving the ground. A shell was painted blue for the day scenes and black for the night scenes, and interspersed was footage of real helicopter flying. Hollywood is good at fooling you, and that's all I got to say. Oh, wait, never mind. My fault. Monroeville is good at fooling you, and that's all I got to say about it. So how about we finish that and we get into some taglines? First up is Night of the Living Dead is over. Dawn of the Dead is here. The next one is too horrific to be advertised on television. And I will say one of my favorite lines. When there's no more room in hell, the dead will walk the earth. Which tagline are you picking? That's going to be on the Horror Spoop group in the way of a poll. All right, so make sure to go to that group and at least vote for the poll on what your favorite tagline was. You can find it on the Horror Spoop group. All right, here we go. A small little break, and then I'll be back with some questions for you, and then that'll be it. We'll be right back. Here we go. We are back with questions that you are going to answer on the Horror Spoop group or on Instagram. So question one, do you agree with my rating? I rated it 7 out of 10. Remember, do you agree with it? Let me know. And also, question two, do you agree with Tom Savini? Do you think the zombies look a little too blue? Also, let me know on the Horror Spoop group and also on Instagram. The end of the questions is the end of the episode. Make sure to look out for the episode on Day of the Dead that is coming up, the third part of the George Romero series, and then we'll be off to something else after that. Anyway, I am Eric Lewis. This is Horror Spoop, and everybody, please enjoy your week. Stay spoopy, people. Thank you for listening to this little here podcast. Make sure to follow this podcast, rate this podcast, and also tell your friends about this podcast. This is Horror Spoop.